do it together, church. Come on, lift up your hands and tell him yes. Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to I'm a Ruby for the Gospel Ministries present our Platinum Ruby Sunday Gospel Exposing Worship Service live on our radio station. Amen, amen. I am going to be your moderator today, and I am Pastor Prophetess Sonika. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen, amen. That's Isaiah 40th chapter, verses 31. Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that powerful opening song. Well, we are changing. We change it. Stick higher devotion in the name of Jesus. But when we leave, we will be healed. Some of us came here thinking we are broke. But when we leave, we will be rich, not only in financial blessings, but in love, peace, joy, happiness. Amen, amen, amen. We are excited to have you join us on this Sunday afternoon. Amen, amen. And now we're going to call forth our very own prophetess Dominique for our scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I'm coming from James 1, starting on the second verse. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. But when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God. He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Believers who are poor have something to boast about, for God has honored them, and those who are rich should boast that God has humbled them. They will fade away like little flower in the field. The hot sun rises and the grass withers. The little flower droops and falls, and its beauty fades away. In the same way, the rich will fade away with all their achievements. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, 'God is tempting me.' God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our desires, which tempt us and drags us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all light in the heaven." Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We heard from James, amen, amen, about asking God for wisdom. We also know that we shouldn't be double-minded. And also, we should most importantly know that God does not tempt us. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for that word on today. Amen, amen. And we're going to call forth our very own Apostle Trina. She is going to blow the shofar, and then she's going to do the opening prayer, and then blow the shofar again. Apostle Trina, the mic is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we humbly come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. We confess everything, Lord God, that we've ever thought and done secretly and openly, Father God, that has been contrary to your word and your will. And we confess the sins and repent for our children and our loved ones, Father God, as we stand in the gap in Jesus' name, Lord. Purify us, sanctify us, and fill us with your spirit and wash us with your blood, Lord God. I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, as we humbly come before you, Lord God, and entering into praise and worship and giving and listening to the rich word, Lord God, that you have for us today. Father God, I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name for the service that's going forth. We thank you for your anointing, your presence, your glory. We thank you for manifestations of healing and deliverance, salvation, Lord God, raising the dead, mountains move, Lord God. We thank you for a paradigm shift. We thank you for new mindsets. We thank you, Father God, for placing our feet on that straight and narrow path, Lord God, that we will not be moved, that we will not regress, that we will not look back in Jesus' name, Lord God, but that we will keep our gaze upon you, Lord God, our heart fixed upon you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We will not be distracted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what comes our way, trials, testings, tribulations, pain, whatever it may be, Lord God, we thank you that you're with us and in us to the end of the age, and we just stand on your promises, Lord God, and your will, and we just love you, Lord God, on today, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, as we enter into this service, Lord God, and we leave this line, that we will never be the same, Lord God, and we, in Jesus' name, we will never be the same. We thank you for change, Lord God, change, Lord God, within our hearts, Lord God, within our lives, individually and collectively as a body. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we love you, adore you, and bless you. And we thank you for manifestations of healing physically and spiritually, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in Jesus' name. Bless us to be doers of your word and your will, and not just hearers only, but doers. Not just in the presence of the people, but in closed doors, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for the blowing of the shofar, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We just thank the Lord that we heard that you were healed, that God is here for you. Amen, amen, amen. All you got to do is put your hands up and receive it. Amen, amen. You were healed. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus. God is here for you. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus. He promised that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and that he'll be with you even to the end of the world. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for the shofar when it's being blown. Amen. And what it symbolizes, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we're going to have our blessedemonies. Amen, amen.
Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Socoh in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes-Damim between Socoh and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel,
"Why did you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servant of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he's able to fight and kill me, we will become your subject. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subject and serve us.
Then the Philistine said,
this day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other.
On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now Jesse said to his son David,
take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines.
Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd, loaded up, and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines, facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance. And David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been saved.
Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family line from taxes in Israel.
David asked those standing near him,
what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him,
this is what will be done for the man who kills him.
When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked,
why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle.
Now what have I done?
Said David.
Can I even speak?
He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter, and the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul,
let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him.
Saul replied,
you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are little more than a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth.
But David said to Saul,
your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine.
Saul said to David,
go, and the Lord be with you.
Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around, because he was not used to them.
I cannot go on these,
he said to Saul,
because I am not used to them.
So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David,
am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?
And the Philistine cursed David by his gods.
Come here,
he said,
and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals.
David said to the Philistine,
"You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands."
As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah surged forward with a shout and pursued the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. Their dead were strewn along the Sheolrain road to Gath and Ekron. When the Israelites returned from chasing the Philistines, they plundered their camp. David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem. He put the Philistine's weapons in his own tent. As Saul watched David going out to meet the Philistine, he said to Abner, commander of the army,
"Abner, whose son is that young man?"
Abner replied,
"As surely as you live, your majesty, I don't know."
The king said,
"Find out whose son this young man is."
As soon as David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul, with David still holding the Philistine's head.
"Whose son are you, young man?"
Saul asked him. David said,
"I am the son of your servant, Jesse of Bethlehem."
My God, we had a powerful testimony from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Amen, amen, amen. This is what we hear, and I just laugh because as a parent, you know, sometimes you don't think your children can do it, but just always remember that even your children are anointed by God. And the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And amen, 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 as David had let us know. Amen, amen. And verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly should know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Amen, amen. I read 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 through 47. You got to know that no matter what battle you are facing, as a young person, as a middle age, as an elder, you got to know that if you are truly God's anointed and appointed, amen, amen, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He told you be courageous. He will go before you and pave the way in Joshua 1 and 9. You just got to stand on his word and know that you can win any battle. It don't matter your size. It don't matter your age. The only thing that matters is that you are God's anointed and appointed, and God is on your side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for that powerful testimony. Amen, amen. I know it's told to me as a parent that God can use anyone, and all of us are anointed and appointed by God, even babies all the way up to our elders who are 126 years old. Amen, amen, amen. My soul is on fire. That blessed testimony just blessed my life on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we are going to go to seed planting. Amen, amen. We know in Malachi 3 what God says he will do if you pay your tithes and offerings. We know what he said, that when you don't pay your tithes and offerings, that you will be cursed with a curse because you robbed God. Amen, amen. We know in Psalms 112 that you will leave an inheritance for your future generation. Amen, amen. We also know in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, that God loves a cheerful giver, and he will always give seed to the sower. Amen, amen. I challenge everyone to pay your tithes and offerings, to put God's word on it. When you pay your tithes and offerings, and God will always manifest his word in your life. Amen, amen. If you would like to pay your tithes and offerings, you can visit www.iamaruby.com. Click at the top. It is a seed planting / partnership. You will scroll down to the bottom of the page. You can make it monthly / reoccurring, or you can make it one time. In the comments, put a scripture, put whatever you need God to do for you. Put a scripture, put his word to it. You can also pay by check or money order. You can pay by Walmart to Walmart, MoneyGram, Western Union. You can even put it on your credit card, so we have no excuse on why we can't pay our tithes and offerings, because God has made multiple ways for us to be able to pay it. Amen, amen, amen. Pay your tithes and offerings. Don't worry about anything else, and watch God perform his word, that he will open up. He will open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive it. And most importantly, he will be the devourer for your sake. And the devourer will be your bills. It will be the no-name that's trying to tell you don't pay your tithes and offerings. He will rebuke the no-name. He will rebuke those bills. Amen, amen. I just challenge you to do that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come. Thank you for everyone who will pay their tithes and offerings. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for the ones who do not have it, that they will have it the next time, Father God. We pray a blessing over the tithes and offerings, Father God. Amen, amen. As we seek to do what you told us to do in Matthew 25, to go out and feed the homeless, the hungry, the widowers, take care of them, to visit the sick and the shut in, those in prison, Father God. We thank you that everyone will pay their tithes and offerings, and we are having abundance of finances to do everything we need to do in 2018 and then some, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, that we will have peace as they did in Judges with Othniel, because we paid our tithes and offerings, Father God. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for our seed planting and our tithes and offerings.
Yes, Lord God.
And now this is a part where we can all come and participate in. This is where you are free to do whatever you need to do to praise and worship God. Some things you got to praise your way through. Some things you got to also pray and fast. Amen, amen. This is where you get to decide how you going to praise the Lord. You can praise him radically. You can praise him like you lost your mind. You can praise him any kind of way you want to. But whatever you do, give God his praise, glory, and honor, because it's by his grace and mercy that we are here today in his divine presence. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to have our praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Tina. You know, somebody asked me a question. They said, man, do you love Christ for real? Yeah, man. There goes my Jesus.
Ooh, God, I need you.
You don't know how good it feels to call you my God. There goes my Jesus. let you to know that I'll be checking you out. I'll be reading your word, yeah. I swear your word is so perfect, Jesus. How you word it, Jesus, yeah. I love the way that you be bringing it out. Give me something to dwell on. So please believe I'm gonna be walking it out by the end of the night, God.
I've been waiting all day to wrap my mind
around your word
and seek your faith.
Wouldn't trade this feeling for nothing,
not even for a minute.
And I'll sit here long as it takes to get this revelation. But as soon as the words jump off the page, you don't hear me say yeah. There goes my Jesus.
There you go.
Call you my God. There goes my Jesus. Loving everything you do, ooh, God, I
worship you.
The Spirit fills me when I'm seeking your face and you in a place, God. I feel like I'm in a movie, Jesus. I'm like, fill me, Jesus. Like waterfalls, your love fall down in its place, and I seek your face, God. No need to keep this, Jesus, I ain't ashamed for calling your name, God.
I've been waiting all day to wrap my mind
around your word
and seek your face.
Wouldn't trade this feeling for nothing,
not even for a minute.
And I'll sit here long as it takes to get this revelation. But as soon as the words jump off the page, you gon' hear me say,
there goes my Jesus.
There you go.
I need you.
You don't know how good it feels to call you my God. There goes my Jesus. Loving everything you do. And God, I feel like it's our first time every time we get together. God, loving you feels better than
anything.
And everything.
You want my heart.
You want me to rain. And I promise I won't fade away. I love your love.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise either way.
Yeah. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me, use me in your own special way. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. Whoa,
heard, "There goes my Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah." Then we heard there's a praise on the inside and that we shouldn't keep it to ourselves, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we heard, "I want to live so that God can use me, amen, amen, so that God can mold me and use me for his glory." How our devotion in the name of Jesus. We just thank God for that praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God that it is 3:41. This is where if you need anything from God, you can take your phones off of mute and give him some praise, glory, and honor. This is where the hatchways are open up, the doorways, the portals. You have full access to God the Father, amen, amen, and all of the angels, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, which have been activated, amen, amen, to war in the spirit on your behalf, so that whatever you need, it can be free up, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. I just know I'm not the only person who needs something from God, amen, amen. If you want it, it's here for you to have it, amen, 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 amen. And if you don't want it, you can stay mute, amen, amen. But for those of you who want it, you can take your phone off and mute and give God some praise. He is surely high in devotion in the name of Jesus. He is in the midst of us on today. We just thank him for his peace that surpasses all understanding. We are having a mighty time in the Lord, and we thank him for his divine healing. High in devotion in the name of Jesus. We just thank him, amen, amen, that he woke us up this morning so that we can participate. It was by any accident that all of us been assembled today to praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Just to praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he is God alone. Amen, amen. To praise him for waking us up.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For allowing us to breathe on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blowing us our breath all over the airways on today. Whatever you need, he's here. Amen, amen. He's the chief doctor. So if
you're
sick, raise your hand, high devotion in the name of Jesus, and give God his praise, glory, and honor. And watch how you be healed, not tomorrow, but suddenly and instantly. High devotion in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. When you come together and you praise the Lord, amen, amen. The song is said there is something that happens when you call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why you can't take God's name in vain. Something happens every
Hallelujah.
Time you call on high devotion in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am healed. High devotion in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am set free to praise
you, Lord,
God
Jesus.
In spirit and in truth.
Thank you,
high devotion in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord, Jesus.
I am wealthy. I am a king.
Thank you, Jesus.
High devotion in the
Thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
so whatever
Jesus.
You need, you put something positive
Hallelujah.
After I am and know that I am, that I am
Hallelujah,
on the airway
Jesus.
Today.
You,
and
Father.
Whatever you need
Thank
is here for
Thank you.
You.
Lord,
all you
Jesus.
Do is say, Father God,
thank you, Lord.
I need
thank you,
high
Lord.
Devotion in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we just thank the
thank
Lord.
You,
it's a privilege and honor
thank
to be in his midst. Not everybody can be in his midst.
Thank you,
high
Lord.
Devotion in the name of Jesus.
Thank
but
you
have been chosen and appointed
yes,
and anointed.
Thank
and you have
you.
Been blessed to be in his privilege on today
thank
to
you,
be
Father.
Able to sit
thank
with
you,
God
Lord,
and give his peace,
Hallelujah.
His love, his
thank
agape
you,
love. The joy. Amen, amen, amen. We
amen.
Just thank the Lord on today. I don't know about
amen.
Anybody else, but each day you
amen.
Breathe, that's the day you
yeah.
should give God thanks
thank
that he woke you up and you have a second
amen.
Chance to do what you couldn't do
yes,
yesterday
Lord.
To perfect
thank
it
you,
on today. You can be perfect as your Father
thank
is
you,
perfect. Amen, amen. So we have no excuse on today
you,
while we can't give God his praise, glory, and honor. If you can't come off of mute,
Thank
you can
you,
chat
Father.
Us
Thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Chat room. Amen, amen.
Yes,
you can chat us on Skype, Blog
Thank
Talk
you,
Radio, and
Thank
drop
you.
Your praises and glory for
Hallelujah.
God, because he is God and God alone. He's the only
yes,
true
Jesus.
And living God. Amen,
yes,
amen.
Lord.
That's why David only needed that one stone to be Goliath. Amen, amen. That one stone represents God. Amen, amen. All we need is one stone.
Yes,
we have
Hallelujah.
God, and we can annihilate any enemy. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just so excited for us to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. Amen, amen. We are about to have a queen chief apostle come. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And she is going to introduce our speaker of the hour. Amen, amen, amen. Queen chief apostle Shauna, the microphone is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah, my God. I don't know if anybody know what's going on, hallelujah, on the broadcast on today. There's a healer's anointing here, hallelujah. There's a, my God, an open doorway, hallelujah. They have multiple doors behind it, hallelujah. When we first got on, hallelujah, and the opening song, I'm Changing, was coming forth, I saw the door. Hallelujah. The door was like a rainbow. It was blue. It was green. It was orange. It was white. Oh, my God. It was topaz. It was doors behind the door. Hallelujah. So, my God, there's doors of healing, my God, that is here right now on this airwaves, on the broadcast. As Pastor Nika said, you can just hold your hands up and you can grab whatever it is that you desire. Hallelujah. My God, it was 3:41, so that means whatever we ask, we decree, we declare, we desire, we like to have, we yearn for, God shall give it to us. Hallelujah. My God, it's here right now. It's already open. All you have to do, remember, when you have a door and you go in your room, all you do, you get up and you open the door and you go out, huh? Or whatever needs to come in. Hallelujah. So get on up and open up that door. Oh, my God, of the doors, of the, all the doors, of everything that you desire, healing, my God, breakthroughs, overflow, peace, humbleness, my God, new anointing, my God, new breakthroughs, new freedom, whatever it is that you desire God to do for you, it is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I challenge you. I decree and declare that you shall and that you will obtain the things that God has for your life. This is the first, hallelujah, my God, this is the first Sunday of wonderful February, my God. Not February, but February. Hallelujah. Who wants favor all this month? Hallelujah. Am I the only one that wants some favor
amen.
All this month? Am I the only one that wants some new favor this month?
Amen, amen, amen.
Some new fulfillment, some new glory, some new freedom, some financial fire. Come on now. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the first Sunday of this wonderful capacity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Huh? Get that in your spirit. February. So
hallelujah.
I'm favored all month long. I'm favored when I'm asleep.
Hallelujah.
I'm favored. I'm favored every second minute and hour. I am
amen.
Fully favorable. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Favorite.
Okay, let me go into this. Amen. My God, I'm telling you, oh, my God. Huh? My God, I feel the Holy Spirit in a way that I have. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
Ever felt. I told her before this month I'm in, I want you to do something new, my God, in my loin, my God, in the
thank
essence
you,
of my spirit. And I'm telling you,
thank
oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
God. Okay, let me go. She can take it on over. This mic is hot. I don't even see how fast he can hold the mic. My God, it's so hot on today. My God. Woo, my God. February. Get that in your spirit. I am fully favored. Huh? My God, favored all month long, no matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feel like, I am favored. My God, you heard what Pastor Nika said. Whatever you put behind I am, it is. I am fully favorable. I am financial free. I am fantastic. I am fine. I am fulfilled. Come on now. My God, I am walking in new faith. Whatever it is you desire, it is done. Woo. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and introduce, hallelujah, this powerful woman of God. My God, my God. What can I say about this woman of God? One thing I can truly say, hallelujah, they getting it in up in the I Am a Ruby chat room, hallelujah, on our network. They said, hallelujah, praise God. I know that's right. You better praise him and get it, hallelujah, because it's here. It's here. It is here. Heaven is empowering realms effectively in our lives, and it is right here for us. Hallelujah. My God. What can I say about this woman of God? Oh, my God. She's a prayer warrior. My God, she's beyond a prayer warrior. She's a, my God, prophetic. Oh, my God, intercessor. Hallelujah. She's beyond just an intercessor. She prays for us. our children. She prays for the nation. She prays for people that she do not know. So she just beyond just an intercessor. She's an intercessor. Hallelujah. She really gets deep into the spirit. Hallelujah. She's humble. Hallelujah. She's a preacher. She's a teacher. Hallelujah. She'll help anyone. She's a giver. Hallelujah. She cares. She loves. She's genuine. Hallelujah. She's a Proverbs 31 woman. Hallelujah. A woman of great virtue, character, of noble character. She's a ruby. She's a rare jewel. She's a queen with riches. She's a queen platinum eagle. She's a queen trailblazer. She's a royal queen. Hallelujah. My God, she's a 2015 alumni graduate from School of the Prophets. She's oh my God, what else can you say about her? She's the president and supervisor of the prophetic intercessory team. She's the founder of Blessings from Heaven. She's assistant pastor of Ame Ruby Global Network. She's assistant pastor of Ame Ruby Florida Global Network. Hallelujah. She is, my God, a part of everything. She's the teacher, the senior facilitator of health and wellness. She does, you name it, we'll be on here all day talking about what this powerful woman of God does for the kingdom of God and for this ministry. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited about all the great things that God's going to speak to her on today. God gives her wisdom keys, and she's a woman full of wisdom, so you definitely must take in what God is giving her. Hallelujah. My God, beautiful woman, inside and out. I'm truly happy and excited to introduce her on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to present to some and introduce to other this powerful woman of God, Pastor Mother Pat Mabry. Hallelujah. The mic is yours. Be empowered, be enriched, and speak the word with new directions of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The mic is yours.
The Psalmist said, I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be here. I came here broke, but when I leave, I'll be rich. And then the other Psalmist said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you need mending, hallelujah. In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shatter, you are broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Jesus wants to put you back together again. I hear the son say the potter wants to put you back together again. But I'm going to say Jesus wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down and all that you have accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus wants to put you back together again. Oh, Jesus wants to put you back together again. When you are broken, stop by Jesus' house. And my topic for today is, hallelujah, healing in the name of God. My subtopic is preparing our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Healing in the name of God. Repairing our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. How many of y'all want your relationship repaired through Jesus Christ with God? How many of you? You don't have to answer. That's between you and God. Amen. Hallelujah. Exodus says, 15, hallelujah. And 26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Israelites, I mean the Egyptians, excuse me. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Just for a brief minute, let's talk about healing. Not just a physical healing, my Lord. Not just a mental healing, my Lord. Let's talk about the spiritual healing. The spiritual healing of God. Healing, everything, access to living in the presence of God is what healing means. Let me say that again. Healing, everything, access to living in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Well, we know we as children of God. When there's something going on in our bodies, the first person we call is who? The doctor. Amen? That's the first person we call now. Well, if we can't get the doctor, the next best thing is the ER or a walk-in clinic. But have you ever just sat and just said, oh, Jesus, help me. Lord God, I need you. Pastor Tamika said, hold your hands up if you want it. Hallelujah. Queen Apostle T said, open up the door and let it flow right on in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Lord. And then we go on. Once we have gone to the doctor or went to the ER, they give us medication. The psalmist says, come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor. Did you hear me? Jesus is my doctor. Hallelujah. And he writes out all of my, she didn't say prescriptions, she said prescriptions. He was writing out all of her prescriptions because he came in a room. How many of you know that Jesus Christ will write out all your prescriptions? How many of you know that if you go through Jesus Christ and get the healing through Jesus Christ, you are repairing your healing in God? Oh, Jesus. Right about now, y'all should have came off the mute and been hollering and screaming. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for being my healer. 1999, I was in a horrific car accident. And we went down in a ditch, and the guy hit his head on. And it shifted my neck 3 centimeters to the right. I had abdominal injuries. If it had not been for me turning my face to the right, the airbag would have exploded in my face. And I would have had second and third degree burns in my face. But God, only person I could call on was the name of Jesus. For 2 weeks, I couldn't hold my head up. But in those 2 weeks, I want you to know I kept calling on the name of Jesus. Lord, please help me. And he did. We have to remember, saints, in the time of healing, God hears us. We have to be obedient. We have to obey. We have to have faith. But most of all, you have to be a believer of God through Jesus Christ, his son. Oh, Jesus, my Lord. I believe again, 2000, and I want to say 12, if I'm not mistaken, we were on our way to Florida from Washington, D.C. I mean, from Washington State, and we came, and it was the Thanksgiving holiday, me, Pastor Samika, and the princess, and we drove down from Seattle, Washington to Florida. And on our way back, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Interstate 90. It has the most fatalities in the United States. And if any of you that live in snow can relate to what I'm just about to say. We was driving on Interstate 90, and the roads were slippery. It had been snowing a little bit. But God, now, we came upon a blinding snowstorm. I'm telling you, it was just as bright out day outside, and the next thing you know, the snow was upon us, and we started sliding. But God, I want you to listen, but God. We cried out to Jesus. He spun Pastor Samika's vehicle around, and we went down into a ditch. But see, that was God's grace and his mercy and his shield of protection all around us because we landed in the snow. None of us got scratched. Her car was fine. The tow truck came and pulled us out, and we went on up the street to the hotel, and we had to stay there 2.5 days. But God, healing in the body, healing in the mind, healing in the soul. We all need a spiritual healing. We need a physical healing. Hallelujah. Jesus. We need healing in the mind. We need healing in the soul. We need the healing of God. And we need to repair our healing. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you Matthew 4:23. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Woo, Jesus. My Lord, and it reads, hallelujah. It says, when Jesus went out all about Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people, he healed all types of diseases. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. His fame went throughout Samaria, and they brought him into all sick people. They brought into him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torment, those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that were palsy, and he healed them. He healed them. Do you understand? All types of diseases. He healed them from the devil. He healed them from demons. Oh, Lord Jesus. He healed them. He healed them. Do you understand me? He healed them. Hallelujah. Healing in the name of God. In order for us to get back in the presence of God, we have to be healed, people. People of God, we have to be healed. Hallelujah. My God. Have you tried calling on the Lord lately? When you're down and out? When you're up and about? Have you? Let me ask you that again. Have you tried calling on the Lord lately when you're down and out, when you're up and about? Oh, Jesus. My God. He is a healer. Physically, emotionally, or spiritual sickness, do you want God to heal in you? What do you want God to heal in you? Is it the physical? Is it the emotional? Or is it the spiritual? My Lord. If I'm sick physically, I want healing. If I'm sick emotionally, I want healing. If I'm sick spiritually, I want healing. I want healing. I want it all. Whatever God has to offer me, I want it all. My Lord. Hallelujah. Let me say in closing, healing in the name of God, preparing our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, healing everything. Access to living in the presence of God. Oh, gracious and eternal God, I thank you for allowing me to stand before your people one more time, Lord God, and give them your chosen word, not mine, Lord God. Thank you that it was less of me and more of you, Lord God. Thanking you for all things and everything, Lord God. Thank you for the healing in our minds, our bodies, our hearts, and our souls, and our spirits, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We came here sick. But when some of us get off the line, we'll be healed. Some of us came here broke, but when we get off the line, we'll be rich, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the richness through your Son, Jesus Christ. It don't have to be monetary riches, Lord God. It's the riches through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, Son, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I don't know about anybody else today, but have you seen the news lately? Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your divine healing and your grace and your mercy upon your people. Thank you for the shield of protection all around your people, Lord God. Thank you for your angels that stand in agreement with me, Lord God, and interceding on my behalf, Lord God, as I continue to intercede on your people's behalf, Lord God. Thank you for the most important person in this ministry, and that's your Son, Jesus Christ, that you loan them to us on a borrowed time, Lord God. And he paid the ultimate price. He died in order for all of us to relive again. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, our Alpha and our finisher of our faith, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for being the healer that you are, Lord God. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless us all. I will always plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people's lives, Lord God. Ooh, Lord God, the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for everything and all things and all I fail in asking, do not fail in giving. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, for being the God that you are. Remember, everyone, healing everything. Healing and everything accessible to living in the presence of God. That is what healing means to me. May God bless you. May he continue to make his face shine upon you and everything and all things that you do. Less of all of us and more of him. And I just want to say I love each and every one of you. To God be the glory for the things he has done in all of our lives. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Samika, the mic is yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for even with Mother Pat telling us how we can be healed in the name of God the Father, how we can repair our relationship with God and Jesus, and how we could continue to prepare for what God and Jesus have for us. Amen, amen. We thank you that we need to, amen, amen, be healed in our mind, body, soul, and spirit. We just thank the Lord. Amen, 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 for everything that he is doing for us on today. Amen, amen, amen. We praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And we are going to call forth our very own prophet, Irene, for all to call. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is a time where we extend our hand for anyone who wants to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior to come forth. I wanted to read this scripture. It's in Colossians 1. I'm going to read verse 15 through through 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen, amen. If anybody would like to come forth and receive Christ as their Savior, come forth. Amen, amen. You heard Pastor Mother Pat, is healing in Christ, is healing of the body in Christ, is freedom, there's peace. He's your protection, he's your redeemer. If anybody want to come forth, amen, amen. And receive Christ at this moment. Amen, amen. Is there anyone that want to come forth? Amen, amen. It says if you confess with your mouth, but before that, if you just come to God in repentance and just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died and rose, that we have eternal life, then you are saved. We're just going to praise God for a few minutes. We're just going to praise him just for who he is, just for our salvation, just for him saving us, just for him dying on the cross for our sins. We're just going to worship him for who he is. Lord Father, we just thank you, Lord Father, for everyone on this line, Father God, who gave their life, Father God. We just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, that you just cover them by the blood, dear Father God. Lord, we just worship you, Father God, for who you are, Father God. You are our comforter, Father God. You are a healer. You are our redeemer, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for being just merciful, Father God. You are a merciful God, dear Father God. And Lord, we just worship you, Father God. We worship you, Lord, for who you are, Father God, and what you have done, dear Father God. Lord, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that we were brought with a price, dear Father God. We love, Lord, that you shed your blood for us, dear Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just want to give you praise, Father God. We just want to worship your holy name for who you are, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for protecting us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for just putting breath in our body, dear Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you, Lord, for just keeping us, dear Father God, from things that we don't see, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for your grace and mercy, Father God. We thank you for the healing in our body, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing in our minds, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Father God. We come before humbly, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this line today, dear Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We just worship you, Father. We come before you and we worship you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our life, Father God. Even when we ain't worthy, Father God, sometimes we thank you, Lord, for just forgiving us, Father God. And Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Father God, for just what you have done, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for just being a comforter, Father God. We thank you for just giving your life, Lord, Father God, just for us, Father God. You didn't have to do it, dear Father God, but you did it, dear Lord, and we just want to praise you, Lord Jesus. We come before your throne, and we humble ourselves, and we praise you for who you are. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we thank you for blessing us, Father God. We thank you for being on this line, Father God, Lord. We thank you for your spirit being over us today, dear Father God. And Lord, we just cry out to you, dear Father God, and we worship you, Lord, because we know when we worship you, Lord, Father God, there's healing, dear Lord, Father God. There's breakthrough, Lord Jesus, in worship, Father God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship your holy name, dear Lord. We worship your holy name, dear Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, Father. We magnify you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for being on this line with us today. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Sunita, the mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we have come to a sacred part in our service. We are going to have communion. Even if you don't have the grape juice and the crackers, or the grape juice and the bread, or the wine and the bread, this is where you can spiritually do your communion. This is where we are just coming to God and just saying thank you and just letting him know that everything we have belongs to him. Amen, amen. We're going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we're just going to start at verse 23. Now I received from the Lord, which I also gave over to you, that the Lord Yahshua, on the night in which he was betrayed, and after he gave thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body being given on your behalf. You must regularly do this in remembrance of me. Amen, amen. You may now eat your bread physically or spiritually. Amen, amen. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a renewed covenant by means of my blood. You must continuously do this as often as you would drink it in remembrance of me. Amen, amen. You may now drink your grape juice or wine spiritually or physically. Amen, amen. Verse 26 says, for as often as you would eat this bread and you would drink the cup, you are proclaiming publicly the death of the Lord until he will come. Amen, amen. We just, Father God, thank you for letting us have holy communion with you, Father God. We bless your holy name that we are doing this in remembrance of you, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for being your children. We come before you saying everything is yours, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we have taken this with a clean heart and a right mind and spirit. Amen, amen. We just bless your holy name, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to open up our microphone, hallelujah, for any remarks that you have for our very own Pastor Mother Patricia. Amen, amen. If you would like to say anything to her, we have the microphone open and everyone can come one by one. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. This is Prophetess Irene. I just want to thank Mother Pat for just that powerful word of healing in Christ and knowing that he's our protector and, you know, and what we can receive from him. I just want to thank you. You're a very sweet, humble person. You have a motherly spirit every time I speak to you. So I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless you.
Thank you, Papa. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Blessings to you. Listening to the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Is there any others who would like to say something to Pastor Mother Pat? Amen, amen. We still have time for you to come one by one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we just want to thank Pastor Mother Pat for that powerful word about healing. Now we can repair our relationship with God. Now we can prepare for whatever else God has for us. Amen, amen, amen. We just must remember that when we call on the name of Jesus, he will answer us. High devotion in the name of Jesus. That's why we have to be careful when we call on the name of God, because something happens. When we call on the name of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we call on the name of Jesus, high devotion, the name of Jesus. When we call on the Holy Spirit, something happens. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for that powerful, powerful message about healing. Amen, amen. Our mind, body, and soul, and spiritually, as well as naturally. Amen, amen. All of our announcements will be posted up on our website and our Facebook pages. Amen, amen. The only important announcement we have is that, amen, amen, we have our Platinum Ruby University is now back in session. If you would like to take the 10-week class, you still have time to contact our very own Queen Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley, our Queen Apostle, amen, amen, Trina Davis. If you would like to be in our Wellested class, amen, amen, to learn about being wealthy, amen, amen, we still have time for you to sign up for that. Amen, amen. If you're in high school, we have a Platinum Ruby High School. Amen, amen, where you can enroll your kids. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And those are all of our announcements for this week. And then live next Sunday, we will be on a special Gospel Explosion worship service. We're going to celebrate, amen, amen, the birthday of our founder, our CEO, our senior pastor, our Queen Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley. It will be her birthday, so we will give her a very special birthday present. Amen, amen. And we just thank the Lord that you all will come out. And if you would like to say anything on the program, please contact our very own Pastor Mother Pat. She's in charge of that, along with the Mother's Sport. Amen, amen, amen. This concludes the brief announcements. All others will be posted on our website, and we're going to call forth our very own Queen Chief Apostle for any closing remarks. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God, my God. I don't know if anybody else is full on today. Hallelujah. But today has been a fantastic, powerful fulfillment movement of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The word was rich. The praise and worship was rich. The testimony was rich. Everything was just phenomenal. Everything was powerful. Bless you. Bless you, Pastor Mother Pat, with that powerful teaching. Hallelujah. That powerful word letting us know, hallelujah, that God can heal us. Letting us know, hallelujah, my God, that the Lord can put us back together again. Hallelujah. The Lord is better than Humpty Dumpty, okay? You know the old nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, all the king's horsemen, all the king's men, they couldn't put them back together again. But God can put us back together again. God can make us whole. God can make us free. God can renew us. God can, my God, stretch out in us. God can reshape us and reform us. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It's just so powerful. So, my God, the word is so profound. It was a remeric word, a right now word for the kingdom of God. Because so many people in this day and age go through so many things, so many tests and challenges is coming their way, especially the kingdom believers, especially the people, the leadership is in the fivefold. They're going through so many different things, so many different attack after attack. And so they need to hear the word that the Lord can put it back together again. The Lord can make it whole. The Lord can make it free. Even when you were speaking, Pastor Mother Pat, I saw you like a carpenter. Hallelujah. I saw you with the carpenter's tool belt on, and I saw you, hallelujah, having your hammer. Hallelujah. And putting things together. God is, my God, using you, hallelujah, as a chief architect, as an architect with him in the kingdom of God to begin to speak the word to people to let them know that their house can be rebuilt. My God, their house can be fixed. Hallelujah. Anything, it can be changed. It can be shifted. It can be transformed. And they can get this healing anointing that the Lord is allowing to take place. So, hallelujah, walk well in your carpenter's uniform. Walk well with your tool belt. God has given you the tools and essentials that you need to do great things in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus is the great carpenter, and we are, my God, his brothers and sisters. We are his children. We're connected to God, so we can walk, hallelujah, in that same anointing, that same dominion, and that same power and authority to do great things in the kingdom, hallelujah. So be blessed, Pastor Mother Pat, hallelujah. I decree and declare all that you poured out on today, that it comes back into you sevenfold, hallelujah, and that the seven times anointing fall on your life, that the sevenfold of the Holy Spirit fall upon your life, and that you begin to walk in the realms of God and walk into the intimate connection of God, and you walk in the demonstrations of our Lord and Savior, hallelujah. You be blessed, hallelujah. Before we get ready to get a microphone back to Pastor Nick, and remember, this is ending a week one on tonight of your assignment, Platinum Trailblazers. Remember, to, if you did take the quiz, remember to put your name at the bottom of the comments so that we will know that you took the quiz, or inbox me to let me know that you took the quiz. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Week two starts, hallelujah, tonight at midnight in the morning. I'm truly excited. Hallelujah. Week two will start, and I'm so just grateful and thankful for all the great things that the Lord is doing. You all be blessed. I'm excited. The mic is yours, Pastor Nika.
Amen, amen, amen. And we just thank you all for joining us on our, amen, amen, our very first I Am a Ruby, amen, amen, Florida Global Ministries, amen, amen. We're excited, amen, amen. If you'd like to learn more about us, please visit our Facebook page, amen, amen, and be on the lookout. We'll also have a, amen, amen, a classroom on our very own I Am a Ruby network at www.iamaruby.com. Amen, amen. So we are excited, amen, amen, to hit the ground running through the state of Florida, amen, reaching out to our youth and just bringing others to Christ, amen, amen. Remember, someone needs to hear your testimony. Your testimony could very well save a life. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord, amen, amen, on today. And we had a powerful time in the Lord. We love you all, and we're going to have our very own, amen, amen, Pastor Mother Pat come and give us some closing remarks, and then she'll do the closing prayer, and then we'll have a closing song, which will have us pumped up. Amen, amen, and then we'll come back and say agape to each one. Amen, amen. Pastor Mother Pat, the microphone is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you to all of you all. Oh, my God, this has truly been a blessing event on tonight. This has truly been a blessing. It truly has blessed me. Has enriched me, it has empowered me as well. And I pray that it has blessed you all and empowered you all as well. And the Psalms would say, I came here sick. So some of us came on the line sick. Oh, but don't you know when you leave off of it, you'll be healed. It don't have to be a physical healing. It don't have to be, it could be a mental healing. Spiritual healing. It could be any type of healing. You know, we are God's people and we are healed. Blessings to all of you. Blessings. And I thank God, my personal Savior. Thank Him for that personal relationship that I have with Him. And I thank Him that I consult with Him on everything I do. People of God, you must consult with God first. Everything you do. Blessings to you all. May God bless you. Like I said, may He keep you and make His face to shine upon you all and everything you do. Oh, gracious and eternal God, we thank you for this favoristic, fabulous first Sunday in February. And it's truly been a blessing to all of our lives. We thank you for the healing, our relationship with you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for mending and repairing our relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, bless each and every one of us as we get off the line and go our various ways, Lord God. Father God, keep your angels stationed all around us, Lord God.
interceding on all our behalf, Lord God. We thank you and we glorify you, Lord God, on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Let your Holy Ghost rain down upon us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we love you on today, Lord God. Without you, there is no us. But through your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthened us, Lord God, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Thank you for your darling Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, saints of God, healing means healing everything access to living in the presence of God. Be blessed, and I love you all. And take time out of your busy day to encourage someone along the way. Pick up a phone and call someone and see how their day has gone. See how they're feeling. See if there's anything you can do for them. You'll be surprised and you'll be amazed. Encourage someone because God is always encouraging us. Be a blessing to someone because God is always a blessing to us. And in closing, I say this. Get ready for February the 11th. At 3 o'clock p.m., for our own Queen Chief Apostle Tishana, I ain't going to tell you her age, milestone birthday. Amen. God bless you all, and I love you all. Amen. Pastor Sanika, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. And now we will have our closing song, and we will come back and stay adopted. Amen, amen.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Yeah. Back on the grind again, I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks at the crate, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. I'm from H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing is for sure, everywhere I go. People caught up in themselves, money caused to close, yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't don't count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Jelly Mac so we can pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus beats whenever they see me. People looking all confused cause every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus beats. I was bumping that Tripley, BJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song's just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, bang, and you see us in the streets, that stuff your boys playing, man, it's gonna be them Jesus beats. That stuff we bumping ain't that lean with it, rock with it. Nope, it's that change of life, and please let the rock hit it. All the stuff that we bump here to Santa Cruz. Christ, 116, I pray to Christ. Once lost that fan, but we damn it, Christ. And the thoughts all start, but we fan of life. Never stand a race. So what's out to the good, we the fan of life, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now you gotta mess up, let us out in your hood. Damn, we got the winner. Damn. Damn, and when we finna cruise, okay, we tryna glorify the Lord with what we listen to. Okay, we bump that cross moving, cross we bump moving, that Lambo, we bet that Jesus music. Okay, get okay up your hands, bro. Yeah. It might be screwed and chopped, it might be East Coast. Okay. Either way, this Jesus music hot. Bump this in your speakers, bro. Lay loud. The Lord ain't pleased with that money and weed. So if you hear them thugs, can you see yourself in your streets?
Riding,
I might
riding,
be
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably
ain't never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth the same. With no choirs, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the click, set the boost of flame. Saying news up the city like deuce of flame. If you lost in the flow, don't lose the name. It's Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, my man. This ain't entertainment, dog, it's time to truth. Would you rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap raps it with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap raps it with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
Yeah, car, you hear that boom bap. And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast. It's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't want to hear bad dimes of dope.
No.
We don't want to hear bad knives of smoke.
No.
We don't want to hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying boast.
No.
We do want to hear bad Christ the King.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how God is pleased. And theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
And Jesus' music turn heads. So turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do. He first and it's Jesus' music. Better broke.
Riding, riding with my top down. Listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus music. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Agape. Amen, amen. I love everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Agape. God bless everyone.
Agape.
God bless you all.